You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parshas Metzora. At the beginning of the parsha, so is Tia Torah HaMetzora, Yom Tarasai, and the process that the Kohen is in charge of, and it refers to the Korbanos. V'tziva HaKohen v'lokach l'metaher shnei tziporim chayes toiris. That the person that's being purified from the Tumas Saras should bring two live birds. V'eit eres and cedarwood, Shni Toilas Ve'ezev. And Shni Toilas Ve'ezev refers to a red strip of wool, and Toilas, which the Rambam says is Zata, the herb, and this should be part of the process of the Tahara of the Mitzvah. And Rashi says, on the words Ve'etz Erez and Shani V'Solas, Lufisha Negoim Boyim Algasa Zaruach. Negoim come because of Gaiva. And the Mefoshim also bring down, as we said in last week's shir, Tzaras comes because of Lashon Hara, which is related to Gaiva as well. And then Rashi says, Shni Seilas Ve'ezov, what is the takana that this Metzora should become Toher? Yashpil Atzmoy Megavosoy, he should be lowered from his arrogance, Ki Toilas, Toilas, Rashi now translates as a worm. Kavod HaMelech said that. Nechi Toilas V'loi Ish. David HaMelech was one of the greatest Bali Anova in the history of the world, and he referred to himself no higher than a worm. And Ezev, as we said, it's a type of herb which is very lowly. So, in the Likutei Yehuda, he brings down a Chidushi Harim that asks the question. If the whole purpose is that a person should be Mashbel Atzmoy Ke'ezev, that a person should lower himself, they should be no higher than Ezov. Ezov is, as we said, one of those herbs. Im kein l'shem ma olav lahavi gam eitz erez. Eitz erez, cedarwood, is a very tall tree. So in the same few words that we talk about the lowly herbs, we also mention a tall tree. So why are we bringing up something tall and mighty if the limud is supposed to be someone who is afflicted with tzaras should hold himself lowly? So he says a very interesting chiddush. There could be instances where a person holds himself lowly. So, l'chaira, that's a good thing. But another psula, it's not true humility. And he gives a couple of examples, both of which have to do with there are times when a person is supposed to be stolz. He's supposed to be strong. He's supposed to hold himself high. When he's nemen zachun, like we say in Yiddish, when he's defending kavod shamayim, he should not say, who am I to speak against this particular problem? I won't be listened to. No. Such a person is using inappropriate anavo. In those instances, a person should hold himself haughty. Dafki, yes, haughty. Im b'shoa shehoyu olav lilbush geyus va'oymet v'tzorech d'var mitzvah, then he should not learn from the Ezev that he should be lowly. Or if he's supposed to defend kavod shamayim, he should not all of a sudden become an anav. So memela, he says, that in these instances, he should boy bezman she'im ach yivka mi shebechvoide ba'oifen ishi miyad yisrachek v'yir noikim v'noita kilofonav. He should be militant. A person that holds himself an anav in such time also needs kapara. And his takana is hafucha, is the opposite. Im hechnia es atzmoy ke'ezev, yagbia atzmoy ke'erez, shiz gavar liboy b'dachei Hashem. So this is a fascinating limud, because we know, and we've said this in many, many shurim, how anava is a transcendent midah, and a person should hold himself lowly. But there are times when a person has to hold himself dafka, not lowly, and it's an avera, like he uses the phrase anava psula. And there's two instances that come to mind that connect to this Torah. This is a Maimon in Kotsk, that a person has to have two pockets. One pocket has to be Bishvili Nivra Olam, that because of me the world was created. And in the second pocket, a person is supposed to have Anoichi Ofa Ve'efa. Those are the words of Avraham Avinu. I am no better than dust. So a person has to have both pockets and to know at which time to avail themselves of which pocket. And it's interesting because the first siman in Shulchan Aruch, Hanhogas Odom Baboykeh, and he talks about a person should be in constant hachno, the pachad, in front of the Rabbeinu Shleilam. But, lo yizbayish mipnei b'nei Odom, hamaligim olov ba'avoydes Hashem Yisbarach. People are making fun of him when he's doing avoydes Hashem Yisbarach that's when he's dafka not supposed to be humble and not supposed to be embarrassed. He should be like a lion saying, this is the Ratzon Hashem, I have to do the Ratzon Hashem. So these two mamorim connect to this fascinating Chedush Arim that both elements the Pasuk is talking about. That there are times a person has to lower himself, specifically like by Tzaras, because the whole Tzaras came because there was a lack of humility. And there are other times where a person is not supposed to hold himself lowly, and he has to be strong in his Avodas Abayra and not overemphasize his Anava. So there is an outstanding story, which I heard from Rav Shvadron, which illustrates both of these ideas in the same story, of how somebody should be b'shiflus, extremely tied to humility, and at the same time to be very strong and do the thing that perhaps everybody will laugh at you for. But if you know it's the right thing to do, then the schus could be astounding. We'll try to give this story justice in the short period of time that we have. Rav Shvadron says he has a Kabbalah on this story that there was a cemetery before World War II that had to be moved because they were going to build a road. So they had to disinter, I think, is the phrase, all of the Yiddish graves there and move them someplace else. And in the course of doing this, they discovered a very odd thing. There was a grave of a Choshered Gabei Tzedakah. That when they opened it up to move this particular Gabei Tzedakah to a different resting place, they saw that the body was dressed in the costume or the uniform of a galach, of a priest. Rav Shvadron called this a tender verenda in Yiddish. And although this person was buried a very long time before, the entire body that was covered by this priest's uniform was totally whole, even though it was in the ground for many years, except for the leg of this gabbai, because this uniform was lacking a pant leg, and that leg that was not covered had totally dissolved into dust, as is
you are listening to BensTorah.com.
So the people who found this were astounded. They decided to do some research and find out what was the story. There's obviously a story. So whether it was through the Pinkus of the town or in a different way, they discovered what the story was. Many years before, this Gabei Tzedakah was in a place where the minig was, that poor people did not go individually to collect in the town. This Gabei was the person in charge who once a day collected all the monies that people wanted to give tzedakah on that day. And the poor people who needed the money came to the gabbai first at the beginning of the day. And they told the gabbai, I need tzedakah for this, I need tzedakah for that. And the gabbai listened to all the individual requests. And he was the one person who raised money in the town on that day. And then afterwards, all the monies that he gathered, he split up between the people who were waiting for help, whatever it is they needed. One particular day, after the Gabbai had done his collections, there came a new poor person who had a very urgent cause and said, I can't wait until tomorrow. I need to have money urgently now. So the Gabbai was in a quandary because the town people were not accustomed to and not happy to be approached more than once a day. But the Gabbai felt that it was an urgent need. So he went a second time, just for the second poor person. And the people, it seems, looked at him askance. But he did the job because he understood it was the right thing to do. And then when he came back and he gave this poor person the money that he collected with the second collection of the day, all of a sudden there came a third poor person who had even a more urgent need for tzedakah immediately. And he begged the Gabbai Tzedakah to raise the money for him. Now the Gabbai Tzedakah was really in a quandary because although he was a very compassionate person, but the people will be very upset because normally they never had more than one solicitation for Tzedakah Day, and he was about to do a third solicitation. But he decided, Yavar Alaymo, no matter what happens, I'm going to do the thing that's right. As we said before, there are times a person has to do this. He started raising money in the town for the third time that day. And everybody was very upset with him, because this was very contrary to the minhag hamakom. And he came to the tavern to raise money. And in the tavern, there happened to be a young rowdy, it seems, not a very edel person, as we say, not a very sensitive person. And when he saw this gabbai coming for the third time, he started laughing at him. Do you expect to be able to raise any serious money now that you're collecting for the third time? I have a deal for you, said this young wise guy. He said, how much money you need, let's call it 50 ruble. I will give you the entire 50 ruble if you follow my directions. I happen to own a tendeverende, which is this galach uniform, this costume, which priests wear. You put this outfit on, and I will give you the entire 50 rubles, but me and my friends, we're going to follow you down the street, and we're going to bang pots and pans and say to the whole town, come and see the gabbai that's going to collect for the third time today. And they were laughing, and they were joking. If you let me do this to you, and let me follow you, then I will give you the entire sum you need. Now, this was obviously a tremendous embarrassment for the gabbai tzedakah. But again, he made a calculation, and he said, the right thing to do is allow myself to be mevuyish. So he promptly put on this uniform, this tendeverende, and the guy brought his friends together, and they made a big joke and party out of it. There was a procession going through the town. Come, townspeople, look at our gabbai tzedakah, how he's collecting money for the third time, and he was dressed in this shocking costume, which no Jew should wear, obviously. And he made the rounds of the town, as he was instructed to by this particular person who said he'd cover the whole bill. And when he finished, the man was true to his word, and he gave him the 50 ruble, and he says, you know what, I'm going to give you a bonus. I'll give you the tendeverende for free. This is a memento of this happy occasion. And he gave the gabbai tzedakah this malbush. Now, obviously, the gabbai tzedakah probably was very happy when this ordeal was over, and he went home, and he took off the tendeverende, and he threw it into his closet, and he did his best to try to forget the whole story because of the embarrassment. And a number of years passed, and the gabbai indeed forgot that this story happened, and he forgot that he had this tendeverende was lying in the back of the closet on the floor. And, as I said, time passed. And then the holy tzaddik, the sons of Rav, came to this town. And he was at that point, if I remember, a saginor. He was blind. And as he was walking down the street, he passed the house of the gabbai, and he suddenly stopped right in front of the house of this gabbai tzedakah, who he didn't know. And his gabbai asked him, the sons of Rav's gabbai, Rebbe, why are you stopping here? He says, I smell the ruach Gan Eden, the aroma of Gan Eden coming out of this house. Let's go inside and see what we can find. So the sons of Rav and his gabbai knocked on the door, came inside, and the fellow was astounded, the gabbai tzedakah. He says, Rebbe, why are you here? He says, there's something in this house very special. And he walked around the house again. He couldn't see, but he said he smelled the ruach Gan Eden. And he came to this closet. And when he came to the closet, he asked the balabais, what's in this closet? So he says, the gabbai says, let's look. And they opened up the closet, and he looked around, and they found this uniform of the priest that so many years before he used to raise the special tzedakah. So the holy San Zeruv said to this gabbai tzedakah that when your time comes, the time to leave this world, you should tell the Chevra Kadisha that they should dress you in this tendeverende, in this uniform, which was a shocking thing to hear from the San Zeruv, because no evil angel, no mashchis, will get anywhere near you because of the mitzvah that you did with bizyonis, with embarrassment, wearing this malbish. No evil angel will be able to touch you or get near you. And this was the backstory that everybody became aware of when they moved the kever of the gabbai, that the entire malbish that covered this gabbai tzedakah ensured that the body under it did not deteriorate, did not fall apart, but the uniform of the galach was lacking a pant leg. So this pant leg was not there to cover one leg of the gabbai tzedakah, and that leg totally fell apart, as is the case normally when someone is buried. So we see, dear friends, a very practical, somewhat shocking story of the koyach of doing a mitzvah with mesiras nefesh, and of standing up to do the right thing at whatever personal cost and personal embarrassment, that sometimes one must be the erez And sometimes someone must be the Ezer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help. Haba, Letar, Messiah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the wisdom and the power to do the right thing at the right time. And in the schus of this, we'll be Zeicha to Yeshuas and Chomes for us, for Kal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.